There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
Hey, what is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show. So if you guys are watching on the YouTube, give me a favor. Give me that thumbs up, like thing, whatever it is. If you guys are listening to the podcast, like, subscribe, five-star review, all that wholesome goodness. And if, most importantly, if you get any value out of this, please do me a favor to send it to somebody who you know, love, and care about and want to see them succeed. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Today, we're going to talk about finding your four. It could be three, it could be two, probably shouldn't be two. It can be five, it can be 90. But what these things are, these are the most important things in your life. This past week, I went to a, I don't even want to say business coaching event. It's a personal development, life coaching, just makes us better at business. So what I want to do is talk about one of the things we did and, but one thing that we focused on, this has been a big focus for me the past year and a half, 2 years now, is how I can become the man I want to be and known for what I want to know. You know, the two most or known, what I want to be known for. There we go. Apparently, speaking English is not what I want to be known for. So, you know, who do you want to be and what do you want to be known for? These are two of the most important questions you can ask yourself. And a lot of the times when I put my answers out, it wasn't really exactly what I needed or wanted or believed or whatever you want to say with that, because in my situation, I don't think it was this case, but a lot of the times people will say answers that they think other people want to hear. Luckily for me, I'm a little weird. It doesn't impact me as much as it does other people. But what you know, when I did my championship day, you know, things I want to be, what I want to be known for, who I want to be, you know, my I am and I will statements, those things are really important. You know, so I really didn't have any problem with that. So, and we'll talk about a couple ways to win the day, right? Or how I define winning the day based on this, but. For me, you know, my I am statements are I am a present husband. I am a servant leader. I am willing to do the work to accomplish a mission. I am blissfully dissatisfied. I am ungovernable, right? And then I have, you know, my I will statements. I will be the CEO of my life. I will own the most perfect tract of land for my family. I will be the CEO of a $1 million business. I will own the building for my gym compound. I will be one of the most sought after speakers on earth. Those are things that I'm working on towards every day. So when you have these statements, when you have these different things that you find to be actually valuable, right? And I remember when I said, I am ungovernable, they laughed. Man, that's a good one. They weren't laughing at me. I don't care if they were or not. But like they laughed because it's a very different approach. But that's, and I'll unpack that a little bit today. But that's what I was talking about is being ungovernable. So the four things I focus on every single day, at least the best of my ability, are the following. I want to be a husband. So who do I want to be, right? And what do I want to be known for? Above all else, I want to be a present husband. That's my number one role. Roles are things that you do, tasks you must accomplish. Or jobs you must do. Okay, so my number one above all has been to be a husband, and that's different for me, man. Do I love my wife? She's fucking awesome. I want to strangle her half the time, and the other time she wants to strangle me, which is actually most of the time because I'm a pain in the ass. But like, dude, above all else is being a good husband, and you know, and I think a lot of that is because. I had good, you know, good influences, bad influences, what to do, what not to do. But, honestly, I've sucked at fucking relationships up until this one. And I'm not perfect, but I want to improve on every day. So if you are one of my exes and you happen to hear this, I am sorry because I sucked. Nothing we can do about it now. But, you know, I've just being a present husband is super fucking important for me. It is above all else. If everything goes to hell in a handbasket, I will fucking absolutely do everything I can to support that. Now, we'll talk about some of the caveats to this in a little bit, but you know, being a present husband is number one for me. Number two is leader. Okay. Leader does not just mean like in my business or whatever. Leader to me means leading by example, doing the right things, doing what you're going to say. And by no means am I perfect on this, but I'm trying to be that leader, that example every single day. And how do I do that? Well, how I do that is based on doing different tasks, saying what I want to do, constantly improving. You know, what does leadership look like? Being a good leader is constantly improving, holding, setting and holding the standards, holding people accountable, all right? Cutting people out of your life, keeping the right people in your life. These are all different parts about being a leader and understanding that, you know, doing the right thing as a leader is super fucking important. I want people to look up to me. I don't even want them to fucking say it. Honestly, I prefer they don't say it. Lots of reasons, but I want people to look at me and one of two things happen. Like, man, that's what I want to do. Dude, this guy's got it going on. It must be nice, right? That's what I want. I want it must be nice juice. But I want people who don't really care for me to see what I'm doing and like fucking pay attention. And eventually they'll want to, hey man, I've been following you for a long time. I fucking hated you, but you've made me be a better person. Like that's the kind, that's what it is to be a leader, is to be so fucking good and convicted that even the motherfuckers that hate you have to watch and admire what you're doing, right? There's people I can't fucking stand. Like if they were on fire, I wouldn't piss on them, but I admire what their conviction is, even if it's wrong, because it can, your feelings can be wrong. So leader is the next thing for me, right? After that, it's coach. This is a toss-up, which is more important for me. After that's coach, all right, I want to be the guy who helps build champions. You can't do that if you're not a good leader. You can't do that if you can't do that if you're a piece of shit, realistically. You could, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there in the industry who just aren't, they're not, man, they lie. But like, and I'm not even talking about like business coaches, life coaches, fitness coaches, none of that shit. I mean, just like generally, like I want to help people. I don't care if it's business, life, nutrition, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, MMA, whatever it is. Like I want to help coach people. I want to help build champions on and off the mats, man. And for me right now, off the mats is more important. I'll be honest with you. Like I don't give a fuck. You know, I own Rogue Combat Club. It's one of the best MMA gyms in the universe. Legit, I'm in the top 1% of it as far as how things go, as far as revenue goes. And then realistically, when it comes to even more than that, the impact we have, we are definitely in the top 1/1000th of a percent. Like lots of zeros percent. Like that's, we're doing big fucking things. But, you know, with that, I'm seeing the impact that I'm having off the mat. And I got a thank you the other day from one of my guys. I'm like, he goes, man, thank you. Very sincere, man. For what? He goes, just for life, just being you. I'm like, okay, that was it, you know? So that was something I think that's really important. That's what, off the mat. Dude's going to be a world champion. I fucking know it. That doesn't matter to me. So being a coach, being a leader, and it's not something I said to him, it's by being the example, it's by being the leader that I need to be. So, you know, being a coach is important to me. And the last one that I wrote is ungovernable. And this is the one people like to laugh at. Like, are you going to overthrow the government? I'm like, yeah, one at a time. No, I'm not. Leave me alone. Ungovernable to me, and this is a great, great conversation I had with somebody yesterday, was a little bigger first one. We'll get that go juice. One of the conversations I had yesterday was, so I have autoimmune, mixed connective tissue disorder. Very rare. They only find it in the elderly and me and my other business coach, Amy. Yay, us. But what happens is I get really sick. If you guys have been following for a while, I lost 30 pounds 1 month, not on purpose. I was sick as shit. I didn't eat anything for 4 days. I had 4 ounces of pineapple and 2 dates. That's what I had for 4 days. I just felt terrible, man. And so that's happened once. Another time I got a fucking UTI, aka prostate infection, that fucking disabled me for almost 2 weeks. So For me, being ungovernable means don't be reliant on medicine and pills to keep me alive. So what does that look like? Well, it's eating right. It's not letting things stress me the fuck out. It's having the good stress in my life, the bad stress out, making good decisions, like using the information I have to make good decisions. Like right now, yesterday I did jiu-jitsu, did not lift. Today I will lift. Nothing crazy, and I'm going to teach more MMA. I'm not going to be doing MMA. I'm just going to be teaching. So I'm keeping a certain level of physical stress, mental stress, you know. And if I feel bad, I walk. I walk every day, you know. So excuse me. With that, what I mean by that is being ungovernable, I'm not reliant on somebody else to make me healthy. So I'm making sure my health is taken care of. All right, and I'll come back to why it's important for other things in a minute. I don't know if this is the basis, like the base, or just a auxiliary. I haven't really, you know, thought this out in detail. And as you guys, you know, grow with me and watch with me, you'll see me refine this. But like being ungovernable is very important. So making sure my health is on point. One of my coaches, Mike, he says be an athlete, you know, with eating, lifting, staying in shape, doing other things. That way he can be sexy for his wife and stuff. But which, you know, makes him be a good husband, which makes him be a good leader, which makes him be a good coach. You know, so these are all things that kind of tie together for me as well. So being healthy is part of being ungovernable. The reason I was talking to my buddy yesterday was he goes, you know what's going to happen when shit crashes and people can't get insulin or metformin or the psychiatric drugs they need to mood stabilize? He goes, it's gonna be a fucking really sad, crazy world. And people are like, oh, you worried that the Russians are gonna invade? No, I'm worried the fucking, like, a solar flare or something crazy happens and the vast majority of Americans can't get their meds. That's gonna be fucking crazy, dude. You thought COVID overran the hospitals? Wait till that shit happens. Wait, you know, we saw what happened when the EBT food stamp cards fucked up in whatever state it was. It was pandemonium. Like the stores are ransacked. So that's one of the things, being ungovernable, be healthy, right? Not being dependent on somebody else. So the other side of that is also having skills. I got chickens, man. Chickens are cool as fuck. We got a bunch of eggs. I'm not supposed to eat eggs, but I eat them anyways. In moderation because of the autoimmune stuff. But like, you know, hunting, gardening, stuff like that. Like just not being dependent. And again, I'm not like some prepper type fucking weirdo, but I'm just, you know, just like being able to be self-reliant, having a good community of people with you, dudes that come over at 4 a.m. help you dig a hole. Like those are the guys you need, but not just friends that would also do that, but friends who know to put their phones in 2 Faraday bags. That way your guys' phones don't show up together, right? Like those are the kind of friends I need and have. So there's that. And then the last part is financial, man, being financially sound. I think ungovernable is the most important thing now that I'm processing this verbally. Being financially sound, where like you don't have to take a loan out to go for medical care, like having the money, but no, dude, I don't owe you shit. You go fuck yourself. I'll tell you right now, I learned from example. I took a loan, I've seen two loans now, or a loan, line of credit. From a fucking online loan shark, basically. And I'm not going to break my legs and shit, but the interest is super high. They're fucking scumbags. But that's what I had to do because I didn't have the financial knowledge and experience, the ungovernability to take my cash. But now we're good here. I didn't file my taxes properly so I can get a loan. So being ungovernable, like, it's not overthrowing the government. It's doing your fucking taxes so you don't go to jail, right? And here's why, honestly, yeah, so being ungovernable is the fucking most important thing. Fuck it. Yeah, all right, here's why. Being ungovernable, you need to be healthy. Remember, the most important thing to me is being a husband. So in order for me, yeah, this is definitely being ungovernable. Fuck it, dude, this completely changed this podcast. Gotta change the name of that one. All right, so why you need to be ungovernable? So again, number one thing for me is being a husband. It is the most, I love it, dude. I told my wife I never thought I'd wear a wedding ring. She was fine with that. And dude, if I don't have my wedding ring on, I start panicking. Dude, I love being a husband. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, and there's some of you, oh man, getting married is terrible. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you're a fucking piece of shit. How about that? Maybe like the fact that your wife hates you is why she's not nice to you. Like, I'm not going to go into the details of the sex things that me and my wife do. That'd be a different podcast. But listen, I'll tell you, blowjobs don't die at the altar if you quit fucking dating, if you don't quit dating your wife, right? What I'm saying is pursue her, be the husband that she fell in love with. And where I'm coming back is with the hell side is when I was fucking sick, right? When I was sick, I saw the pain on her face seeing me sick. Like, yeah, it hurt. I can tell you exactly where my intestines are. I can tell you how much pain I was in constantly. And it was nowhere near as bad as seeing the pain that she had watching me be in agony. When she drove me to the hospital, dude, like, I don't want to see that shit. So I have to make sure I stay healthy. Now, I love my wife. She's phenomenal. She is the greatest fucking person on earth. And I'll tell you right now that she's the yin to my yang. She keeps me fucking reeled in sometimes. I get crazy. I told her I wanted to buy something the other day. She goes, "Wait, we can buy X, but we can't buy what I want." I'm like, "We can buy both, right?" And my point about that is the financial side. I need to be able to financially support my wife, you know. And she's no gold digger. I always tell her I married her for her boobs and her money, and she does not have big boobs or any money when we met, and now she has all my money. But you know, as a thing, like, it's like being able to financially to give her the life she fucking deserves. I'm a pain in the ass, man. I'm a fucking huge pain in the ass. I'm messy. I'm unorganized. I'm crazy. I try not to be. I try to be better for her. But like, she deserves nice shit. She deserves pedicures at the Grove Park. She deserves some crazy fucking chair that I have zero understanding why you need, but whatever. You know, she deserves it. So being financially sound is important to be a good husband. And obviously being a leader, dude, like having people, like, and that's being a leader to grow her as a leader. Dude, she's done so, I rename this podcast again, how awesome my wife is. Fuck it, dude. I'll tell you right now, this is like a little side note type thing. How you speak about your spouse when they're not around is fucking very telling of the person you are. Long story short, I was getting my hair cut a while back and this girl was bashing her husband essentially. I'm like, fuck you. Like, I don't think much of you. When you're doing that, when you're speaking poorly of the most important person in your life or one of them, you're not a good person. You know, anyways, but, you know, so I, you know, forgot where I was. Oh, leader. All right. So I was a leader, right? She saw me doing the work. And this is and we'll talk about this more, like how to coach your wife. Don't. But how you can do that. But by being a leader, like, she saw me doing the work. And because of that, I didn't bash her. I didn't try and coach her after the very beginning. I learned. She saw me doing the work and she wanted to do better. So that's why it's important to be a leader. Right. All of this goes back into, you know, being a good husband for me, being the man I want to be and being known for what I want to be known for. I have no problem telling you how great my wife is. I don't give a shit. Like, yeah, she's a pain in the ass. I'm a like, fuck, dude. Have you ever seen me? I'm the worst pain in the ass on earth. I love her. I adore her. And you know, these are the things that help me live that. Now, I don't live just for her. If, you know, God forbid, you know, she gets abducted by aliens and I can't kill them and hunt them down and get her back. You know, I still do the rest of these things. I'm still a leader. Right? I'm still a coach. Coach is not pour into my wife at all. Do not coach your wife. It does not work. She will kill me in my sleep. I coach her in jiu-jitsu. When I was coaching her in jiu-jitsu, I kicked her off the mat like 3 or 4 different times. I've never done that to anybody my entire life except my wife. So it doesn't work. And then being ungovernable goes back to making sure that I can take care of my wife. Make sure, and one of the things about being ungovernable is having skills that pay the bills. That's sales, finances, being healthy. And God for fucking bid, somebody in this crazy town tries to touch her shit or touch me. We're put in a situation where I have to choose who gets to live, and it's not going to be that motherfucker. So having those skills are important. But, you know, a lot of this podcast really changed a lot from the beginning. But I'm going to wrap it up with this. I spent 15 minutes talking about how great my fucking wife is. She is, dude. She really is. She spoke on stage the other day. I'm really proud of her for that. At WinCon, I just smiled like a fucking jackass the entire time. My face hurt. You know, so wrapping up with this is, you know, living a life, doing the tasks, checking the boxes every single day that help you become the man you want to be, or woman that you want to be. I want to be a husband. I want to be a leader. I want to be a coach. I want to be ungovernable. And making sure that I'm doing tasks each and every day that align with that are incredibly important. So how I do that, I show my wife love. So this is a quick checklist I run through every day. I show my wife love, either face to face. She loves acts of service, so I do things for her. Dude, I've got a clean lady here right now. She's awesome. It takes stress off of my wife. That's part of financially being sound to do that, right? So showing my wife act of service, act of love, whatever it is. Just text her. Hey, baby, I love you. Miss you. Thinking about you. Whatever. I'll send her nudes sometimes. She doesn't like them as much, but you know. I'm not perfect. So be a leader, right? Don't lead by example. Do the things that you want. Like, be the leader that we need right now. It's super important that we do that at this point. Being a coach, pour into somebody every single day, whether it's a athlete or it's a client for one of the business consulting company I work for, Combat Business Success. So if you own an MMA gym or jiu-jitsu gym, I coach those guys. Pour into somebody every day. And also hold them accountable, man. Set a standard. Like, you get what you tolerate, not what you expect, right? And I'm not going to, you know, go into their house and gym and run their shit for them, but, like, dude, I'm going to hold the line. But by being the example, I'm not asking anybody to do anything I don't do myself. And then becoming ungovernable, right? Healthy, wealthy, wise. That's it. So hope you guys got a lot out of this. Man, really, really glad I just dumped this the way I did today. I love my wife. She's great. I think it's one of the biggest assets I have in my life for making me who I am. That coaching, wanting to be a better person for her, has led to a lot of this. So that's it, guys. I hope you got out of this. If not, sorry. But if you did get anything out of this, please hit me up. More than happy to help you guys. IHateJohnnyBuck@gmail.com. Go and email the Instagram, JohnnyBuck2, which I'll have in the caption links, whatever. If you're on YouTube, I'm figuring that out. I can respond to you on YouTube. So you watch YouTube, comment, we'll go there. That's it. I love you guys. I want to see you win. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. Later.